Remember or not, but I did post that report on our social media if you want to see the latest report from Dr. Worrell. Very encouraging, looking toward perhaps three churches by 2027 in Liberia, spread in various places across that nation, but with three particularized churches with preachers and congregation being built even now. So we praise the Lord for that. All right, so now we turn for our second reading, and we move on to 2 Kings chapter 1. Second Kings 1, verse 1, hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired word of God. Then Moab rebelled against Israel after the death of Ahab, and Ahaziah fell down through a lattice in his upper chamber that was in Samaria and was sick. And he sent messengers and said unto them, go inquire of Baal-zebub, the god of Ekron, whether I shall recover of this disease. But the angel of the Lord said unto Elijah the Tishbite, arise, go up to meet the messengers of the king of Samaria, and say unto them, is it not because there is not a god in Israel that ye go to inquire of Baal-zebub, the god of Ekron? Now therefore thus saith the Lord, thou shalt not come down from that bed on which thou art gone up, but shalt surely die. And Elijah departed. And when the messengers turned back to him, he said unto them, why are ye now turned back? And they said unto him, there came a man up to meet us and said unto us, go, turn again unto the king that sent you, and say unto him, thus saith the Lord, is it not because there is not a god in Israel that thou sendest to inquire of Baal-zebub, the god of Ekron? Therefore thou shalt not come down from that bed on which thou art gone up, but shalt surely die. And he said unto them, what manner of man was he which came up to meet you and told you these words? And they answered him, he was an hairy man, and girt with a girdle of leather about his loins. And he said, it is Elijah the Tishbite. Then the king sent unto him a captain of 50 with his 50. And he went up to him, and behold, he sat on the top of an hill. And he spake unto him, thou man of God, the king hath said, come down. And Elijah answered and said to the captain of 50, if I be a man of God, then let fire come down from heaven and consume thee and thy 50. And there came down fire from heaven and consumed him and his 50. Again also he sent unto him another captain of 50 with his 50. And he answered and said unto him, O man of God, thus hath the king said, come down quickly. And Elijah answered and said unto them, if I be a man of God, let fire come down from heaven and consume thee and thy 50. And the fire of God came down from heaven and consumed him and his 50. And he sent again a captain of the third 50 with his 50. And the third captain of 50 went up and came and fell on his knees before Elijah and besought him and said, O man of God, I pray thee, let my life and the life of these thy 50 servants be precious in thy sight. Behold, there came fire down from heaven and burnt up the two captains of the former 50s with their 50s. Therefore, let my life now be precious in thy sight. And the angel of the Lord said unto Elijah, go down with him, and be not afraid of him. And he arose and went down with him unto the king. And he said unto him, thus saith the Lord, forasmuch as thou hast sent the messengers to inquire of Baal-zebub, the god of Ekron, is it not because there is no god in Israel to inquire of his word? Therefore thou shalt not come down off that bed on which thou art gone up, but shalt surely die. So he died, according to the word of the Lord, which Elijah had spoken. And Jehoram reigned in his stead in the second year of Jehoram, the son of Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, because he had no son. Now, the rest of the acts of Ahaziah, which he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel? May God add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his most holy word. So in our reading this afternoon, in between services with the children, we were learning about the city Vanity and the fair that was in it called Vanity Fair. Turns out that the founding of Vanity Fair was founded by three characters. Remember who they were? Apollyon. The second was Legion. And the third was Beelzebub. Notice we have a character by the name of Beelzebub here. It's an onomatopoetic word. It means Lord of the Flies. You can hear the word for fly, the onomatopoetic word for fly. Onomatopoetic, that's just a fancy word that says the word sounds like what it's trying to describe. And so can you describe a fly better than the word Zebub? Zebub. So Baal Zebub, the master or the lord of the flies. That's the name of the god of Ekron. I'm sure if that were a real god, he would not have chosen that name for himself. But his people chose it for him, I suppose. So when Ahaziah, the son of Ahab, is sick, notice what happens. He's not sick, he's injured. He fell down through an upper chamber. He sent his messengers to go to Ekron, which is across Jordan, a Syrian city, to inquire of their gods rather than to inquire of Jehovah whether or not he would recover of his injuries. Elijah meets them in the way and asks these questions, these rhetorical questions. Is it not because there's no God in Israel? Is that why you're going somewhere else? And that's a question of irony, right? You should not be going that way. You should be asking the Lord instead. Well, what happens? They return, and it's an interesting interchange between the servants and Amaziah, because is Amaziah or Ahaziah? I don't remember. Ahaziah. So Ahaziah says, what did the guy look like that sent you back? Well, he's a hairy man with a leather girdle. Oh, it's Elijah the Tishbite. He knew it was Elijah from the description. Elijah's reputation preceded him because of all the interactions with the former king of Israel, Ahab. And so he is not content with the word of Elijah given to his servants. He wants a personal interview. And so rather than humbling himself, he demands, rather petulantly, an interview with Elijah by sending 50 soldiers. And they cry from the bottom of the hill. The captain of 50 says, notice what it says, come down. That's the end of verse 9. And Elijah, for his part, reckons that the man that is this captain of 50 and the 50 that are following him are idolaters and worthy of death, and calls fire down upon them and they die. Don't think, oh, this poor innocent man. Don't think of it that way. God doesn't work like that. So then in the second set of 50, I don't know if you noticed the difference or not, but listen to what it says. Verse 11. Again, also, he sent unto him another captain of 50 with his 50. And he answered and said unto him, O man of God, thus hath the king said, come down quickly. Not just come down, but come down quickly. Up the ante, right? Instead of humility, instead of recognizing the position of the prophet as God's prophet, instead they double down on their authority over even the prophet of the Lord. And of course, the same result takes place. The fire comes down from heaven and consumes the second 50. So these 102 men died because of their petulance before God's word, their rebellion before the word of the Lord, and their adherence to the idolatrous action of their king, Ahaziah. The third captain shows how it ought to be done. And so he, with humility, falls down before the prophet, acknowledging the prophet's authority as a prophet of the Lord. And normally in Scripture, when you see prophets or apostles doing things of judgment upon men's bodies, it's normally because the magistrate of the day wouldn't do it. And so what you have is you have a statement of teaching and instruction to the civil authority what they ought to be doing instead. It's in the same light that Paul strikes Bar-Jesus with blindness because the civil authority refused to silence him when he was talking about going and committing idolatry. So, he was a soothsayer, a sorcerer. So Paul struck him with blindness. Normally, that would be, those kind of physical punishments would be reserved for the civil authority. Like we heard earlier, Jesus refused to be a civil authority for the man to divide his inheritance, but got down to the spiritual matter instead. Churchmen don't generally enter into civil judgments. But there are times when civil authorities are so absent their duties that churchly authorities perform those duties, just like Elijah did before with the 450 prophets of Baal. Okay? So that's what we're seeing here, the same kind of thing. But this last man, he came and fell on his knees before Elijah and besought him. He said, "O thou man of God, I pray thee, let my life and the life of these thy 50 servants be precious in thy sight. And let my life be precious." And the angel of the Lord said unto Elijah, "Go down with him and be not afraid of him." And doesn't this just tell us once again how entreatable the Lord is with humility? We come to the Lord not demanding, "Come down and speak to me." But we come to the Lord with humility and unworthiness. And the Lord doesn't send people like that away, beloved. He opens up the larder to them, if you will. And so Elijah goes with them, but the message doesn't change. And so we want to note the consistency of the message all the way through, that God's word doesn't change. Ahaziah is going to die. He's going to die on that bed. And so, verse 17, he died according to the word of the Lord, which Elijah had spoken, and Jehoram reigned in his stead in the second year of Jehoram, son of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, because he had no son. It's going to get very confusing now because we'll have two kings, the northern and southern kings, and they share the same name at this point. So we have to be very careful as we read along to keep those things straight. And then the chapter closes with the rest of the acts of Ahaziah. By the way, the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel is not the Chronicles that's in your Bible. We don't have hardly any information on northern kings in 1st and 2nd Chronicles. So it's not that same book. It's another book that was written. With that then, let's stand and continue praising God in the singing of songs.